brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is already the first day of February 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. In the third hour, in studio, Paul Grudy. He was the funeral director who took the body of Lee Harvey Oswald. And then the federal government came in, Secret Service, FBI, and made him put the palm print of Lee Harvey Oswald on the Mannlicher Carcano rifle that supposedly shot 3 shots in right at 6 seconds. Just another absolute nail in the coffin. He lives here in Austin, Texas, and I'm making a film about the JFK assassination. The Final Word is really what it's going to be. And Jim Mars was saying, you know, he used to live in Dallas, but he lives in Austin now, out by Lake Travis. You ought to interview him. So I'd gotten his phone number, but hadn't called him yet. And I was at TalkFest last Saturday here in Austin for KLBJ 590. And guess who came to TalkFest? Guess who likes George Norrie and likes my show? And yes, it was Mr. Grudy. So he and his son were there, really nice people. So he'll be coming on the show in the third hour today. We're also scheduled coming up in the next hour to have the very successful, well-known hip-hop slash rap artist Paris coming on the show. It's very frustrating to me that he's been trying to contact me for several years, and I get so many thousands of emails to the main email account that we missed it repeatedly. So I put the call out, I guess Tuesday. I said, you know, I'm sick of not being able to talk to Paris. He said he liked Road to Tyranny on his website back in 2002, and that 9/11 was an inside job. And I got an email from him then, but I can't ever get a hold of him. And boom, he somehow got Aaron's number and called yesterday. So he's scheduled to be joining us coming up later in the broadcast as well. And you know how much I love his artistry, his work. Okay, really big news in the meantime. Let me just give you the headlines I have here in front of me. Coulter, I will vote for Hillary over McCain, Fox News. We'll break that down. Mexican farmers protest NAFTA. They hate it too. It's bad for the people, good for the elites. Also, illegal immigrants, it's in the law, unless they amend it now. The stimulus package, they're going to be getting tax rebates in Mexico. Also, Bloomberg Financial reported this yesterday. It was in the stack. I didn't get to it. It's huge news. Biggs, tips for rich. Expect war. And he came out and he said you need to buy guns, canned food, water, fertilizer, wine, medicine, clothes, etc., and get a farm in the country. Total collapse. How many experts are saying this? I mean, this is a top expert from one of the biggest outfits out there. Morgan Stanley is one of their top people. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very, very concerned, and you better be very, very concerned. We don't get up here and talk about total collapse for nothing. Have you noticed that what we talk about comes true? Now, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but there is a very good chance it's going to happen. Kind of like playing an interstate traffic, you know, running back and forth between 18-wheelers, there's a good chance you're going to get run over. Don't do it. Well, we don't have a choice here. We're going into these waters. It's been orchestrated, and we're going to cover that as well. Also, Bill Clinton saying we just have to slow down our economy to fight global warming. Kurt Nemo, great article out on that. Bill Clinton, pauperize the populace to cure global warming. It's all coming up today. Absolutely jam-packed transmission. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Before I launch into the news, I just want to thank my team, the Info Warriors down here in the InfoWar Bunker in Austin, Texas. Aaron Dykes, Trey Kincaid, Weldon Henson, Mike Nelson, Amanda, Michelle, everybody, Ryan. I also want to thank the folks up at the network, Ted Anderson, of course, the GCN Radio Network, the guy who just is the best board op, and he's more than that. He just does so many great things. You could call him the backup producer, or the wild card producer, and that is John Harmon up there at the GCN Radio Network. Also want to thank all of our AM&FM affiliates. I want to thank all of our sponsors, all of our listeners, and I want to thank God for the guidance and protection and all the blessings that I've been given in my life. I need to pause more often and just thank the Lord above. I also just want to tell the listeners that we live on a beautiful planet. Wonderful things are happening. Life is so transitory. We're almost like insects. Our life cycles are really so slow. I mean, so go by so fast. It's just a real blessing to even exist and have consciousness and to just have all these amazing wonders around us. And it's sad to me that so many people are depressed. So many people are unhappy with their life. So many people feel insecure. So many individuals out there think that life is boring. Life is beautiful. Life is amazing. Life is dynamic. Life is a wonderment. It is enchanted. And you need to see the magic in life. You need to see the beauty in life and appreciate it. Madison Avenue is there to make you feel inadequate. Madison Avenue is there to make you feel weak and pathetic. That's how their whole science started in the last 150 years, to then sell you the newest style each year. So you throw out your whole wardrobe, to sell you all the skincare products, to sell you all the crud, or, quote, you're not worth anything. Well, I'm here to tell you, you are worth something. And what does matter is family and sovereignty and freedom and friends and liberty. That's what matters. Not these phony plastic people that rule and dominate our society. They are a sickness. They are a cancer. So for anybody out there who feels inadequate or feels ugly, or for anybody who's a few pounds overweight and the system tells you you're worthless, you do have value. What matters is your soul. What matters is your mind. What matters is what you build and the people you love and the people you take care of and the people that take care of you. That's what matters in life. Okay. I'll probably in the next few days do a more eloquent rant on that subject because it's really been touching my heart. Let me get into the news right now, encapsulate as much as I can before our first guest joins us. Let me just get into the culture situation first. Ann Coulter is a singularly disgusting person. I've met her in person, seen her at the RNC convention in 2004, and I literally was stunned. I felt a presence of evil. I'm not kidding when I say this. And I turned, and as I was there at the entrance, I'd already gone through three checkpoints to Madison Square Garden, entering into the media entrance, and I thought that I was seeing like a concentration camp victim slash ringwraith. She could barely walk. She was toddling on her legs with her arms out like a ghoul. Folks, I'm not kidding. And as she was walking towards me, she had rouge on her cheeks. It was like a corpse that had had makeup put on it. And she had a gaggle of men in suits around her, and she was literally... Have you ever seen a concentration camp victim or somebody starving to death in Africa or Asia? You know, their joints start going out and they're having trouble walking. She was as anorexic as it gets. And then she just had these evil eyes stumbling forward, painted up like a corpse, like you'd paint up a corpse. And then she just gave me a leering smile and stumbled past me. Now, I don't normally go after people for how they look. But if you've seen Giuliani in person, he literally looks like an orc or a ghoul. He acts like one, of course, as well. He looks like the cross between a Joker and the Penguin, with a little mix of Nosferatu. Ann Coulter is the same way. I got the same evil from Janet Reno when I talked about how she ran the mass murder op at Waco to her face at the LBJ Presidential Library. By the way, that's in Police State 2, the takeover. And I brought up the murder of the children, and she smiled like a demon and stuck her tongue out and was, you know, enjoying it. And I felt the palpable evil. I haven't had many of those experiences with these people. I've been around Bill Clinton. I didn't get the feeling of radiated evil. I've been around Bush and didn't feel that feeling of evil. I did his wife. I've met her. I've been close, you know, face up to her back in 96. I got into the... Well, the radio station said, hey, we were given these passes to cover this film festival, the Governor's Film Festival. Do you want to go? And I said, sure. So I took a camera guy down there. Dennis Hopper and all these people were there. And there was Bush and there was his wife. And I got the same look from her. And she came over and talked to me. But I wasn't as well known then. They knew who I was. She asked me about the show. But she was, I guess, gauging to see if I was going to do anything. But, I mean, just radiating pure evil. You know what? I've already burned 4 minutes. I better hurry up and just get to the news. I digress. But instead of just attacking Ann Coulter for how she looks, look at what she writes, the things she says. Let's put people in camps. Torture is good. Let's get rid of the Bill of Rights. I've debated her here, where she said the Patriot Act didn't say that they could go after citizens, and I'd read her the subsection, and she would just laugh at me. But Ann Coulter is an operative. There's no doubting that. And I've read several of her books. They're very sophomorically written. She is there to bind conservatives to her. She's there to sell them on the lie of neoconservatism and endless war and tyranny. But the reason this report is important is that we told you that Roger Ailes, going back now 8 years, I keep saying 4 or 5 years and years have passed, and I just keep using the same number, since the election, since 2001, so that's like 7.5 years, it came out, I got sources in New York, then I saw a few blurbs confirming it, then I reported it, that Roger Ailes consults with Hillary, that they fundraise for, that they covertly supported her first campaign for Senate in 2000. Then by about 2003, we were getting reports that every week he was having 2, 3, 4 hour dinners with her at his penthouse or at her penthouse. That's Rupert Murdoch. Then it came out the last 2 years, the White House has been helping write her speeches, has been advising her. Fox News started saying things like, well, Hillary's pretty good on the war. Well, she's not too bad. Well, let's get past politics. And then, of course, Scarborough on MSNBC is saying, hey, conservatives, stop attacking me. I like Hillary. She's tough. She's smart. I've heard Limbaugh saying little nice things about her. Well, as bad as she is, she's better than Ron Paul. So I've seen the talking point accelerating. And now it's come out in the Dallas Observer and other New York papers that the White House wants her, is behind her. Well, we already know that. The Clintons and the Bushes go way back to when Bush Sr. recruited Clinton into CIA. One of the guys that E. Howard Hunt was handling at the time in 68 was his handler. Those documents have come out. I'll have Jim Mars on about that. He's the expert. He actually has the documents. He was showing them to me in Dallas, but I was so busy getting JFK stuff, I forgot to videotape them. I'd always heard that, read that, seen that in books, known that from Clinton Bush and the CIA by Terry Reed, CIA officer. By the way, works at WorldNet Daily. You never see stories about it. About how Clinton and Oliver North and all these people and Bush would come into Arkansas, how they were all in business together in narcotics and the CIA. I mean, these guys, this is a government operation. You understand that? And there's just thousands of other pieces of evidence. But I have said in the last 2 years, over and over again, I have said, you will see Fox News endorse Hillary Clinton. You will hear Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity endorse Hillary Clinton. And you will have so-called conservatives, the guys that festoon their cars with Russia's right stickers because they're so invested in neoconism that they think is conservatism, that they will rebuke us as liberals for being against Hillary. Now, I have said that hundreds of times like a parrot. Ladies and gentlemen, ABC News. Reporting on Fox News. Coulter, I will vote for Hillary over McCain. In case you missed it on Hannity and Combs last night, controversial pundit Ann Coulter, by the way, she's a Fox News contributor, who supports Mitt Romney for president, said she would back Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, Democrat New York, over Senator John McCain, Republican Arizona. She's more conservative than he is, she said. She will be stronger on the war on terrorism. I will campaign for her if it's McCain. Now, McCain's saying 100-year war, attack everybody, get ready for more wars. McCain's wife wears Hillary Clinton pins in this election and the last two elections, the last two the Clintons were involved in. I mean, this is in your face. The 92 election, the 96 election, and now this election. They openly, Bill Clinton, they've played the clip on Meet the Press where he says, this is going to be totally friendly, we're family friends. This is totally, so why would Ann Coulter be saying, oh, he's not pro-war, so I'm for Hillary. Because it's true. Hillary is the anointed one. Fox News machinery is behind her. Just like the NRA is for gun control. You can't tell most NRA members that. It's just too big. You can't explain to them. But maybe this will wake them up now that we have Ann Coulter coming out and saying, I support Hillary Clinton. She's conservative. She's good. You see how that works? And why are they being so open now about this? They're circling the wagons against the people. It's the elite against the people. It's not Republican or Democrat. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there is a concentration camp program that was designed during the Ronald Reagan administration called Rex 84? This program is designed to imprison anyone whom the federal government deems an enemy of the state. A judge in Houston, Texas, declared that the plaintiff had proven that there was such a program that existed, but no one had been harmed or imprisoned by it, so he declared it unconstitutional and dismissed the case. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
An atomic weapon had detonated.
About a lucky man who made
but don't worry, the President Clinton will save us.
And though the news was rather sad,
and now the anti-war left wants World War III.
Well, I just have to laugh.
And we have to arrest all the evil gun owners.
I saw the photograph.
And Fox News hails her.
He blew his mind.
He didn't notice that the lights had changed.
He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really
Get ready for all the neocons to worship Hillary. Prepare that if you don't support the Clintons, you're an evil communist. As the elite prepare to install their little empress, their little CIA linguist who revels and shows off detailing every regional accent no matter where she travels. It could be Kentucky, it could be London, it could be Seattle, it could be Texas. Isn't it nice to have government operatives staging elections, running everything, getting ready to suck everything dry? Coulter, I will vote for Hillary over McCain. We'll get more into this later and actually read our disgusting quotes about how good Hillary is. But see, because it's from Coulter. Oh, I guess Hillary's good now because Coulter's such a good conservative. Her books are so sophomoric about torture and secret arrest, and Malkin writes books, The Case for Internment Camps, and Woolsey's behind McCain. We've been down to a Woolsey event here at UT called The New World Order was the lecture where he spoke for an hour about putting people in camps in America. Yeah, they're just openly selling us on absolute total martial law. They're not doing it because they're not planning to try it. I think they're going to let Bush fade out, fade into a deep recession, and then Hillary will come in with an inaugural terror attack. And we'll all go, no, some people question, could a woman do it? But then the terrorist hit us and hit us hard. And after that, the country learned to love her. She became like a mother to the nation. She dealt strongly with enemies and didn't allow dissent because the country had been so badly damaged. And in just 2 short years brought us out of depression into an incredible boom time. By dollarizing North America, she brought the dollar back up, made alliances with Europe, and invaded the Middle East. Hillary Clinton, who would have ever thought, once hated by conservatives, is now loved by her. Photos of her hang in most conservatives' houses. We love you, Hillary. Sure, she's arrested hundreds of thousands of Americans and put them in labor camps, but they should have to work. You know, we shouldn't have to pay for them in those camps, as Michael Savage has laid the groundwork for. Michael Weiner, the top beatnik in the 60s, who wrote about love affairs with friends, love novels. Find out about the friends. Find out about who he wrote love novels about. Oh, it's so conservative. Oh, it's so good. It makes me so sick, you scum! In fact, I got this clip of Woolsey I never played from 2 days ago, where he was going, John McCain wants everybody's support, even Trotskyites, and his eyes light up like a devil. Boy, that guy just radiates evil. He's another one of them. Because a little inside joke, he smacked and giggled and his eyes lit up. Because the Communist Fourth International is the entire skeletal workings of what the neocons are. Oh, you didn't know that? I'm not saying they're communist. They use any vehicle for absolute power. Stalin, black uniforms, mass arrest, huge slave camps. Hitler, black uniforms, mass arrest, huge slave camps. Invading nations, same thing. Mao, black uniforms, giant slave camps. Invading Tibet, surrounding areas. Always the same. They come in the black uniform with the black mask. But now the toys sold everywhere for children. Little boys fantasizing about being heroes for the tribe. Normal. Instinctive. They learn that the good guys have mean faces and show their teeth and wear black masks. Don't you understand, police officers? You grew up with that. That's why you like it now. You're living your dream. You're living the dream. And let me just tell you, you're going to get to live it. You're going to live in squalor. You're going to have the enemy carry out the same bioweapons attacks they've carried out on Africa on you. You smirked and laughed. Now you get to have a taste of it. That's the one bit of solace I have, that you will reap what you sow.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is George Winters Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America is strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed!
The man's going to be joining us, Harris. More than 4 million records sold, CDs sold. And I think he's got the anthem. I think he's got the most powerful hip-hop, anti-beast, anti-New World Order song out there. Here it is, and then we're going to the man. Stay with us.
Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, give up to die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All the secret so the public never seek to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon getting shittier in every city. Yourself, who's the one with the most to gain? 9/11 motherfuckers couldn't stand his name. Now even niggas waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemy. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt. And take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us, but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Giuliani asked Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holler jail to the thief. Follow waving flags, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being ass crossed, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, because it's major.
Hope you understand the time, brother, because it's major. Paris, it is a real honor, after all these years, marveling at your wonderful artistry, to have you on the broadcast with us. And I don't think of any song out there that's 3.5 minutes long that tells as much of the story as that particular song. But I love all of your music. It's great to have you here.
I appreciate it, man. It's good to be here. Thanks for your ongoing support, too. I know this has been a long time coming. That song was actually inspired by Road to Tyranny, believe it or not. So, we're coming full circle.
Well, we're honored to have you. And just a little bit about yourself, a little bit about some of the music that you've come out with lately. We're going to play some of that coming up. Also, the website, the organization. You also put out other people's great music and other artists.
Right.
Break that down for us. And then let's get into your political view of what's happening in the world today.
Okay. Well, I've been basically doing music since 89. My first album came out when I was still in college. Actually, it came out in June of 1990. In April of 90. And I graduated in June of 90. When I graduated, it was top 10. So I pretty much had a job getting out of school and never looked back. So been doing it all this time. Was briefly a tech analyst for a major broker-dealer. I went to college for managerial economics, and then was a full-fledged investment banker for a minute, and that funded my ability to be able to do what I do independently. And right after 9/11, I was reinvigorated. I came out with an album called Sonic Jihad in 2003. What Would You Do, the song that you just played, is featured on Sonic Jihad. And have just seen this kind of groundswell of support and, the realization that the voice that I have speaks for a lot of other people.
Tell us about the website.
Okay, the website is called GorillaFunk.com, and the company itself is called Gorilla Funk, and it was formed as a response to the self-imposed censorship that the entertainment industry had in place.
They don't want a strong, hardcore political message, do they? They just want to show people with a bunch of bling acting silly.
Across all genres.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not specific to hip-hop.
Oh, everything. It's rock and roll. It's country. It's everything.
Exactly. Everything is escapist right now. And
well, when Willie Nelson came out and criticized the war, they cut back on playing his music. The Dixie Chicks tried to do something serious. They tried to shut them down.
Yeah. Yep. Pretty much across the board. And it's still in effect. Bruce Springsteen did not too long ago. Same situation. So it became apparent to me that I had to be as independent as possible and set it up. And GorillaFunk.com is the site that reflects everything that's going on with Gorilla Funk. And there's a huge subscriber base. And, there are similar parallels to what you have going on with InfoWars. So, again, it makes sense for us to collab.
Absolutely, and it's a great honor to be collaborating with you, sir. Let's talk about your awakening. I mean, obviously, you've got a lot of anger, but it's also focused, you know, a lot of righteous indignation. It really cuts through as totally real. What was your metamorphosis or growing up? What were things that you saw where you saw the injustice? When did you learn that age was engineered, now completely documented? When did you wake up to government-sponsored terror? I mean, tell us about Paris himself.
Well, all of it comes from independent reading. You know, nothing that I learned in school. I graduated, like I said, from college in 1990, completely oblivious to what was really going on. I mean, you know, I had been prepared for a job to work for somebody else. I had no real conscious awareness, and it was only really as a result of hearing it in other people's music and having that be the catalyst to make me want to learn more. You know, so I come up in an era when I first started in hip hop, there was much more diversity in the message. And negativity was an exception to the rule when I came out. And now it's exactly the opposite. And, you know, just after doing a lot of independent research and reading on my own, that was really it, you know. And then, of course, traveling around the world on these tours, seeing the impact that we have had on other societies, and seeing how other people live and what other people believe, you know, I honestly believe that a lot of ignorance can be erased by people just being exposed to more, by people going out, by people seeing and interacting with other people. You know, here's your tax dollars at work, you know, see this devastation. And, you know, I now completely subscribe to the notion that nothing significant happens on the world stage that isn't completely predetermined. Not elections, not wars, nothing. You know, the concept of manufactured enemy creation is one. I mean, I know that you've echoed this sentiment too. Is one that's tried and true at this point, and it's been proven to be successful over time.
Well, Roosevelt said that nothing happened by accident.
Right. That's absolutely right.
And that's on record. That's, I mean, any big, you know, huge event that they get power out of. Every time we then have time to back engineer it and find out the facts, they were behind it. And now they admit Gulf of Tonkin was staged. They admit hundreds of bombings worldwide were staged by criminals in this government. Now even E. Howard Hunt, deathbed confession, admitted what we always knew, that he was there running the black op in Dallas to kill JFK. On the morning of 9/11, where were you?
I was trading, or getting ready to begin trading, believe it or not. So I actually did all of my training in the World Trade Center. That's what I went to school for, and that's, you know, I always kind of got into the financial markets with this objective of kind of having this Robin Hood type of mentality, you know, and it enabled me to get low-income housing and stuff like that out here. I'm based in the Bay Area in California. So, you know, to a certain extent, I achieved my objectives, but I was getting ready to start trading, man, and you know, on the West Coast, of course, it's much earlier for us when the financial markets open. And
so you wake up about 5 in the morning every day?
Yeah. Well, even earlier than that sometimes, because I have overseas distributors that I have to deal with. So, you know, if I have to talk to Japan or France or something, you know, I'm up pretty much all the time. So I was getting ready to start trading, and that's you know, I saw the planes hit, and, you know, I got the phone calls, and I was trying to reach people that I knew that actually worked, you know, at the broker that I used to be affiliated with, and couldn't reach anybody, and come to find out that they had moved to ING Bank. So, but yeah, it was an awakening.
What did you think? I mean, what did you first think that? I mean, within 30 minutes they were saying it was Bin Laden. I mean, did you have an instinctive feeling it was an inside job, or when did you discover that?
The first plane hit, I thought it was an accident. You know, I think a lot of people thought it was an accident. It was a tragedy. And then the second plane hit, and all of a sudden the game changed. And it took me a minute to process it, because I'm not really a rush to judgment kind of guy. But, you know, knowing what I know of our treacherous history, it wasn't a stretch for me to be able to put that together. And then I began to see all the postings online, and I began to, you know, digest the information that I learned about Halliburton and Cheney's ties and Bin Laden and the Carlyle Group and all of that. All of it just began to gel, you know, and it wasn't a secret anymore to me.
By the way, speaking of things gelling, Willie Nelson just called, and I couldn't talk to him. He called just right now. I'm sorry, Paris. It just, everything is exploding right now. Are you not seeing that?
Oh, without a doubt. without a doubt. You know, and you have this this current race right now with this election and this whole thing is amazing to me. How short people's memories are. It's amazing. You know, you look at what we've gained, you know, from this past administration and what we've lost, you know, the erosion of our global clout and this climate of fear, this ruling by fear, everything that's happened, compromised media reporting, immigration scapegoating, racial intolerance, religious intolerance, you know, housing meltdown, recession, higher gas prices, greater reduction in funding for social programs. I mean, nothing is good right now, you know, and then you have these diversionary kind of arguments about, you know, abortion rights and gay marriage and stuff like that, which really does not affect most people, you know.
And again, not getting on either side of that, what you're saying is that it's a football issue. They're never going to resolve that. They just use it as a way to divide us.
Exactly. You know, but then you look at the war profiteering and you look at, you know, eminent domain seizures, and domestic spying and all this, you know, all these things are in effect and the effect of them have been ramped up as a result of post-9/11 America.
We're talking to Paris, more than 4 million records sold, and that's his label. It's GorillaFunk.com. Again, sir, I don't want to sit here and grovel to you. I'm not. I just want to tell you that I feel, and there's very few people I feel this with, a kindred spirit, because people get mad at me sometimes because I get so angry and I grind my teeth. But you talk about spitting cyanide each and every verse. These people are killers we're talking about. They're murdering us. The least we can do is just get enraged at them. And people say, oh, no, be easy about it. No, we need to get mad first, like Howard Beale says in Network, and then that's when things start changing. We need to realize this is everything. This is our life. We're under attack, and as much attack as I've been under, as much attack as I've seen white people being under, it's nothing. And I'm not saying this because you're black. It's what I talk about on the show. As you know, it's the truth. Black people are under the greatest attack of any group. They've had everything tested on them, like Tony Brown says first. And I understand what's done to somebody else is going to end up happening to me. At an instinctive level, I am outraged by what I've seen done to black people, Africans, whatever you want to, you know, human beings. I mean, can you speak to being a black American, what it's like growing up in this system and your anger there?
Well, I mean, you can see the statistics. It's pretty much self-explanatory at this point. I mean, we've only gone to war with a country, we've gone to war with countries of color pretty much nonstop since World War II, and with the exception probably of Kosovo. And you see, every time there's violence visited on people, it's the country of color. You see it here, you see it domestically, you see it with Katrina, you see it with, you know, economics and education. And, you know, there's a huge amount of blame that can be placed on society the way it currently exists and on policies and the way they affect people. But I'm also of the mind of kind of a self-healing within my own community, and to make people realize that we really can't rely on anybody else. And, you know, you got to step up to the plate and you got to do for yourself also. So, it's a two-pronged approach as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I agree with that. But when I read Margaret Sanger, the eugenicist, you know, saying we can't let the black weeds know that we want to exterminate them, and how they went and hired black leaders to be their fronts. Again, they always take a disadvantaged community and test on them. And
there are no black leaders. Keep that in mind too, and especially when you look at, you know, like a lot of people's in the black community, a lot of their guidance comes from the church, and the church is for the most part GOP sponsored at this point. You know, so you can always find somebody that's willing to sell out their people and their ideals for the right amount of money. And that goes across all color lines.
Exactly. They control all the leaders. They have them all. I mean, every major political candidate, except for Ron Paul, and they're twisting and demonizing and spinning him. Every major political candidate, except for maybe Dennis Kucinich, and he's dropped out on the Democratic side, and they totally ignored him. That's how they control us, is they control the leaders.
So here we are with the basically an oligarchy type of a situation. You know, just Bush's and Clinton since, 88?
Absolutely.
You know, so what'll be different? And more importantly, do our votes really count anyway?
Well, we're demonstrating that it's a fraud now. That certainly the most of the countries, and you look at these companies, they're all intelligence agency fronts.
But with Diebold in the mix, you know, it can be argued that votes don't count. Now, I mean, it appears to me that everything is a game to most people. They don't take conditions seriously anyway. I think the only way to truly enact change and a policy that's fair to people is for our leaders to fear us physically. Now, you see what kind of calls you get after that statement, but it's true. The government is supposed to fear the people, not the other way around.
Well, that's what the Founding Fathers said. When the government fears the people, you have liberty. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny.
There you go.
I agree with you, Paris. I want to come back and talk more about your label, more about your political awakening, and your ideas of getting real leaders to the fore and getting individuals to be individual leaders in their areas. It's GorillaFunk.com. Paris is our guest. We're going to play some clips of some of his other great songs as well after this quick break. He'll be with us into the next hour. Then we've got the Ron Paul campaign head, Kent Snyder, joining us, and then Paul Grudy as well. He was there running the funeral home with JFK. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a short segment. Paris is going to be with us till about 20 after next hour. We're going to play Sheep to the Slaughter that names names and AWOL. So much stuff is happening during the breaks here, ladies and gentlemen. So much is moving. It's that flashpoint. You know, times in history when more happens in a month than happens in 10 years. And Paris, I mean, I got to give credit where credit is due. You came out with What Would You Do? What, 2001, 2002, I forget the date. And it was so hardcore, really before any other artist in any genre had the nerve to come out and do it. I mean, did you have to take a deep breath before you did that? Or I get the idea you're the type of guy that once you made the decision, you weren't even worried about it.
Yeah, the decision was pretty much made and stuck with. I mean, I got a lot of heat behind that song, and I got a lot even more heat with the album cover, which is an airliner heading for the White House. And there was a lot of backlash at retail, and, you know, I ended up having to get distribution for Gorilla Funk from overseas and make all these products available as imports here. That's how bad it was. And then, you know, of course, once we started posting a profit and people started taking a listen, then, you know, here comes Universal and, you know, here comes EMI, which has always been the case. You know, it's like people really, really only stand by their convictions. So
again, I've been fired off radio stations. I've been censored. And I've done it. Most people I know, Paris, even if they talk a good game in this, quote, movement of liberty, they will turn in a minute for money.
Without a doubt.
You didn't do that, though.
No. I mean, it's not worth doing. I mean, I can go make records for, you know, syrupy pop records or something, if that's the case. I mean, I have a passion about this. And I have information that I enjoy sharing with people. And I know that there are a lot of people who are receptive to what's being said. And, you know, I keep doing it. I got another album coming out later this year. For the first time since Sonic GI, that'll be out, you know, I think in June.
Well, you just said it. Mm-hmm. For me, I can't sell out. I couldn't even think about selling out. People say, well, are you going to sell out? And I'm like, how do I do that? This is who I am. And you basically just said the same thing that hey, this is who I am. There's not even a discussion of this.
What kills me the most is, and I know this has probably happened to you, is people say that you're capitalizing off of people's misery by doing what you do. And really, we're commentating on what's happening. And, you know, there are no bigger beneficiaries of misery than, you know, than the government.
We're trying to stop the misery. They're the ones that capitalized on
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Their own memos, their own PNAC memo says it.
And if I really wanted to cash in, you know, I'd be making music like 50 Cent or something. So there it is.
Well, I think you've got the best voice. You could probably do James Earl Jones voiceovers.
Hey, Lucas, call me. Thank you.
Oh, man. I tell you, Paris, again, I really do feel, and I'm just telling you personally, that we're kindred spirits.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? And the funny thing is I'm pretty left-leaning, you know, but I can find common ground with just about anybody as long as logic is employed, you know. And it just seems like that's something that I don't encounter that much. I think people are so emotional and so reactionary nowadays that they can't, you know, we live in an era where people believe what they want to believe. You know, the truth can be as plain as the nose on your face, even on TV, you know, in those rare moments where TV is actually truthful, and they still gravitate toward what they want to believe.
Now, that's another key point that you just raised. Mm-hmm. And that is that people, especially these yuppies, they think they can choose what the reality is and that makes it that way. No, that's not how it works.
Right. That's true. You know, and again, if you believe, as I do, that everything is predetermined, then, you know, we're pretty much along for the ride.
Well, that's what Karl Rove at that cocktail party told the Washington Post and the New York Times reporters. He said, hey, we're history's actors. You're just spectators. We run the whole show. We decide everything. But I'm here to tell Karl Rove and Bill Clinton and the rest of them, we're taking the system back, and I see that happening at an explosive level. His name's Paris. He's sold more than 4 million albums. We're going to be right back after the 70-second break with this icon.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.